Let's see what's up ahead. Quiet as we can make it.
Chill, Ryan.
Jack tied his horse and pulled a knife. Ryan kept his grip on the stire. It wasn't silenced, but it made a mean club if he needed it to. And the stopping power of the 7.62mm slug at close range was nothing short of formidable, if keeping silent wasn't possible.
Ah, damn!
Suddenly, a vine flashed by his face, then coiled taut around a tree that was close enough for him to reach out and touch. But Ryan kept moving, swiveling his head to track the continued motion. Keeping the stire up, the block if there was a need, he slipped the ponga free.
Plants.
Another tendril whipped at Ryan, a deadly spur exposed in the vegetable flesh and dripping ichor. Crouching and twisting to avoid the lunge of the tankler, Ryan raked the ponga, lopping off a good 2 feet.
Fire blast! The forest is alive with the bastard things.
Ryan shrugged out of his backpack and took out an oil torch wrapped in plastic.
Burn them, Jack. Keep them back off us.
Jack drew out a torch as well, moving like a white wraith in the shadows. Ryan wasn't pleased with the turn of events. Setting half the hilltop ablaze above the Celticville was going to tear hell out of any element of surprise.
Wait, lover!
Ryan hesitated, then began moving back as the tanglers spread their vines through the trees like giant pythons. He glanced back towards Christy and saw her helping Tarragon forward.
He says he can help.
Ryan shifted, allowing the boy to pass, but took out a match to have at the ready beside the torch. With the dew glistening on the ground, he knew the brush wouldn't burn well, but it might buy them some time. Tarragon moved in among the darting limbs of the tanglers. Ryan felt the hypnotic pull of the boy's voice. He moved closer, unwilling to let the young Celt sacrifice himself if the tanglers failed to react. The tangler vines whipped into a frenzy, snaking through the trees and the brush toward Tarragon. The boy held his hands up slowly, keeping very still. Some of the tanglers threaded around his arms, sending smaller tendrils wrapping through his fingers. All of the plants kept their spurs bared, a dozen of them hovering only inches in front of the boy's face. Tarragon stroked the tanglers, soothing them. Docilely, the plants pulled back, but remained within striking distance.
It's all right. They'll let us pass now.
Maybe there's another way around.
No. Wild Root is surrounded by the tanglers. They are to keep the others out.
Jack?
Ready.
Christy, you and the others stay back.
Yes, lover.
Carefully, Ryan moved forward, Jack at his side. He kept the torch and the match in his hands, walking on the balls of his feet so he could dodge instantly. The tangler vines scrambled around him, digging through the loose brush and leaves, slithering through the snow patches. They touched his feet, then turned and ran up his boots.
Don't act hostile. They sense emotions. They know you're not one of us.
Ryan moved slowly as the tanglers roped around his chest and skated for his head. Three of them drew level with his eye, the poisonous spurs bared and threatening. The grip to the tanglers loosened. The spurs dropped away and the vines uncoiled, going back into the shadows and the hiding places they had there.
Perfect. They'll know you now, should you pass this way again.
How?
Scent. They've been bred to respond to pheromones.
So the more frightened someone is of them,
the more vicious and unrelenting the tangler's attack would be. Each of you, come on through them, one at a time until I can get them used to you.
Let me go back and get the others. Wait here with Jack.
Ryan stepped away from the tangler area, feeling the cold sweat dappled along the back of his neck.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.